talk about the evaluating process for a student athlete. How should they approach, from your perspective and your experience, how should a student, high school student athlete right now, what are some of the things that they should do to evaluate themselves to be able to go forward in the college?
I think the first thing you have to do, and we say this every day to kids, is do you want to play your sport in college? Now, I didn't ask you, do you want to play Division I sports? I asked you, do you want to play? Let's start there, and let's start educating yourself on all the different levels and what they mean. Especially the ones that you think you're too good for at the moment. These are the ones we want to focus on educating you about, because what you'll learn is maybe there's some value in there. And it's a delicate conversation, because most kids in my sport believe they're going to play at the upper echelon of Division I. The reality is 95% of those kids fall somewhere beneath that, if anywhere. And so the education starts with, this is what this level means. NAIA 2, NAIA 1, Junior College 1-2, the National Christian College Association, Division 1, Division 2 NCAA, Division 3 NCAA, and most times our kids don't even know all of those levels even exist.
Right.
So it's really important to know what's on the shelf, and that's what we stress first. The second thing that Glenn has hit on quite intentionally and quite appropriately first is, who are you? Like, the character side of it, now more than ever, is paramount to anything. Who are you in the locker room? You know, how do you impact the people around you? How do you communicate with your teachers? How do you communicate with your teammates? How do you communicate with your parents? Because those conversations are often hard. And when you're in tough conversations, we feel like a lot of your character comes out. So let's evaluate who you are before we evaluate who you fit in, or if you academically fit in. Which comes next? The academic part is what we try to put out there in front, assuming you're a phenomenal character kid who is a great teammate and functions well with others and thinks outside themselves. We have to get your academic house in order, and it will define essentially who you are and what level you may or may not have access to. This is why it's important to understand the levels that are available, because, you know, many, especially with a lot of international kids, they conveniently are, most of them are NAIA qualifiers, and often not NCAA qualifiers, even if they're very good students. It helps them to understand why and what that means, and that that's actually a really good thing for them to chase that up. So once they understand what they're evaluating themselves against, we can then get into the how good are you? Like, where would you actually fit from a player? But then it's so far down the track, because there's so much education that has to happen to where that even matters, as Glenn very clearly stated.